Baba Basra, Daf Peches, Amud Beis, page 88, side B. The Mishnah adds additional halachas in the way you have to weigh and measure. V'chayiv la'achriya le'tafach. The seller is obligated to add for the weight of the meat until the scale, the stick of the scale, will be tilting a tefach towards the side of the meat. And if he did not weigh it over at the time of the weighing, like for example the place where they don't have this custom, but hayashekel ayin b'ayin, if you measure him, ayin b'ayin means exactly noisim legerumim. So he has to add a little bit on the quantity. And what is the amount? Echod la'asora belach. He has to add a tenth of a loig on every 10 lugim, which is 100. Ve'echod la'esir b'yavish. And he has to add one portion of 20 on a litra. He has to add on every 20 litra, which is 1 of 400. Another halacha: one who sells a saw, makom shenahagu lamud bedaka, in a place where the custom is to measure with a measure of a daka, in other words, small amounts that they measure each cup by themselves, lo yamud begasa, so he shouldn't measure with a big measure with a saw, because he loses in the fact that he receives only one decision over here on the whole thing, and not on every weight. If you weigh it every time, he gets more, because the scale tilts more times to him, to his favor. Also, the same thing is in a place where the measure is always to measure begasa, with the big, so the whole saw at a time, then you shouldn't weigh with the smaller one, with the kav alone, because then there is a loss to the seller, because he has to give machria, he has to tilt it to his favor for each kav and kav by itself. And like this, if you may measure with the gas, you'll only do it once. An additional halacha that you have to conduct yourself according to the conduct of the place, that if it's a place where the custom is limchoik, to erase, that means that you remove the whatever overflows from the measuring so that the amount remains exact, lo yigdish. So then you're not allowed to overflow it. So even when the purchaser adds money for that, or the seller forgives, they shouldn't do it. Likewise, in a place where the custom is ligdash, to overfill it, to give like always over the top, layimchek, he should not erase it, shouldn't take it down. Even if he's going to lower him the price because, or the buyer says it's okay, but you should always measure according to the custom of the country. Zog de Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah that you have to tilt the scale, a tefach, a handbreadth toward the side of the meat. And the Gemara is going to learn out where we know this from. Where do we know this from? Amar Shlokish, the Amar Kara. Shlokish said, because the Pasuk says in Dvorim, Chafei Pasuk Tzvav, Even Shleimo Votzedech, that the Pasuk says, Yiloch should be to you. So the word Votzedech, a whole, and the righteous, is extra, because it already says that it needs to be a Shleimo, that it needs to be proper. So this is coming to teach us that even though that you measured equally, fairly the right way, nevertheless, tzadik mishalacha v'teinloy. In other words, add more from yours, more than what he really deserves according to the din, by tilting it in the way towards his benefit. So the Gemara asks, Yochi, if so, that you need a tilted towards the side of the buyer from the law of the Torah, so look in the safe. If you would weigh him ayin b'ayin, means exactly equal, he has to give him the gerumim v'i hachra de raise. But if we're going to say that the tilting comes from the Torah, hechi yoiv le'ayin ba'ayin, how could he give it to him exactly? So although that he's adding to him afterwards, but he transgressed the rule of the Torah that you need to tilt it over to the other side at the time of weighing it. So the Gemara goes back and explains the drasha of Rish Lakish, that it really goes on the Sefer. The Gemara explains, the ratio that it says that you need to tilt it over at the time of the weight is not within Torah. But it's only talking about the Makom Shenogu, in the place where the custom is to do so. And Rish Lakish's din was written on the Sefer. If he worked exactly, he gives him the gerumim. So therefore we have to ask, the question is, for how do we know that if you didn't tilt it, you have to add later on, you have to give the gerumim, that you have to add additional later on. But this Amar Rish Lakish, so Rish Lakish says, Amar Kra, Vat Tzedek, Shleima Vat Tzedek, Tzadik Mishalcha V'tein Loi, that you should give him extra from yours to give. So the Gemara is finding out the Kama. How much is this addition that you call Gerumim, that you give extra? The Gemara says, Amar Rabav Mamal Amar Rav. Rabav Mamal says, Amar Rav Echod Masoro Belitro Belach Lasoro Litrim. 1/10 of a litre you have to add for each time that you weigh 10 litrin of liquid. That is 1 out of 100. We learned in our Mishnah that the measure of the addition is echod lasor of the lach, be echod leesrim biyovish v'chulu. So the amount that we have to add by a liquid, that has already been explained, that is 1 of 100. Now we're going to figure out how much is the amount that we have to add by a dry item. By Elohu, there was a question to them in the yeshiva, Heichi Ka'amar. What is the intent of the Mishnah when the Mishnah wrote 1 of 20 in dry? Do the words Echod Me'asara, written in the Mishnah, apply only to the liquid, and the Mishnah is being explained that you have to give echod me'asoro belach, that 1/10 in the liquid addition la'asoro delach to the 10 of liquid, which is one portion of 100, ve'echod me'asrim biyovish, and 1 of 20 in dry to add the Esrim, the Yavish, 220 of dry, which means that would be 1 in 400. By Dilma, or perhaps that the words Echad Ma'asora also apply to what is written to the Esrim, the Yavish. And this is what it means, that you give one Echad Ma'asora, 1/10 is the amount of the addition that you have to add, whether it's La'asora de Lach to the 10 that you measure in the liquid, and also less in the yavish. So also by the 20 of yavish, the addition is only 1 of 10, which is 1 of 200. The Gemara remains teku, unresolved. The Gemara brings now words of Agoda about the severity of the sin of weights that are not kalach. Amar Rabbi Levi, says Rabbi Levi, Kosha Oinshem Shel Midos, the difficulty, the punishment for bad measurement is more difficult, Yosem Oinshem Shel Arayis, more than the punishment of Arayis, of prohibited relationship. Shazer, for this, the prohibited relationship, Nemar Behem, over there the Pasuk says, in Vayikra Yudches, Pasuk of Zayin, the Pasuk starts off with, Ki Yas Kol Hata Eivos Ha Eil, Osu. So we see that the Torah refers to the aspect of arayis in the lashon of ale, v'zeh. But this one, those who cheat in their measures, nemar bahem. Over there it's written in pasuk dvarim chafei pasuk tazayin. Over there pasuk ki te'avas shem lekech kol oiseh Eila, so that the Pasuk describes the person who cheats in the measures with the language of Eila. So we see that cheating with measures is more serious than cheating than this of Arayi's primitive relationship, because the Torah added a hay instead of ale, it has Eila. So the Gemara asks, my mashma dahai ale kosho. So where do we see that the language of ale is a difficult, that we're learning out from here that these kinds of abomination that says this language are more serious? The Gemara says the ksiv, because of Yechezkel Yudzayin Pasuk Yud Gimel, when the prophesies what the king of Babel will do when he comes to Yerushalayim, so one of the things it says, Ves Eile Ha'oretz Lokach, that is the strong people, the important strong people he took. So the language of Eil is a language of strength. So therefore we find that the language To'eves Ha'eil, which is written with regards to the Arayis, the primitive relationships, teaches us on a greater abomination. And therefore we know that the language that it says To'eves Ha'eila, which is written with the regards to the measures, this teaches us on an abomination which is even more difficult, because the Torah adds the word hey. So the Gemara says, but Gabarai's name yoksiv, but Barai is also written in Vayikra Yitchaz Pasuk of Tes, over there it says, Kikol Ashiyasa Mikol Ta'evis, over there ha Eila, the word Eila there too. So we see the language by Arai is the language of Eila too. And the Gemara answers, responds that the Pasuk Ahu, that Pasuk which says Eila with regards to the Arayis, is not coming to tell you the stringency, but it's only coming to tell Lema'ute Midois Mikoris. It's coming to exclude measures from Koris. That since the cheating by the measures is called Toyevis abomination, so one can make a mistake that this is also included when the Pasuk says, Kol Ashiyasim Kol Ta'evis, that anyone who does, whose punishment is Kodesh. That's why the verse adds the words Eila, to teach you that only by these that were said before, which is the Arayis, there is a penalty of Kodesh, but not one who cheats by the measures. So the Gemara says, Velamayit Fayu. So what is their what is their benefit? What is their kasha? Since we are saying that by measures there is no penalty of kodes, and by the arayas there is, so how come we're saying that the punishment of those who cheat in the measures is greater than the punishment of those who stumble in the prohibition of arayas? And the Gemara answers, the hasam, because over there when we're dealing with arayas, even if he stumbled and he transgressed after b'tshuva, person can repent. That will help for forgiven for the sin to be saved from punishment. But v'hocha, but over here, one who cheats in the measurements, lo'efshu b'tshuva, it's not possible for him to repent. Because since he transgressed for the prohibition of gezeila, so then tshuva doesn't help until he gives back what he robbed. And this guy who stole the many doesn't know whom to return, and he don't know how much. And this is the stringency of one who does crookedness with the measures more than the one who has stumbled in arayis. The Gemara adds with the matter of the severity of the sin of one who steals from his friend. V'omer Abalevi, and Abalevi says, kosher gezel, the sin of robbery is greater if you steal from a hedyot, from an ordinary person, yoyser migezel gavoya, more than you would steal from the one above, from the Hegdash, from what consecrated. Shezeh, because one who steals from an ordinary person, Higdim Chet Lim'ila. The Pasuk, when it talks about that matter, uses the word Chet before it uses the word Mi'ila. Chet comes before Mi'ila. Because when the Torah writes with regards to one who denies money by his friend, that's Mayikra Hei Pasuk of Aleph, it says, nefesh kibol kisecht o mol o mal ba Hashem v'kichesh ba'amita. So it's explained that in this pasuk, that from the time that he denies, he's called a sinner immediately. So it says first secheto, and then umal amal. But the zeh, one who steals and robs from the hegdish, higdim mi'ila l'cheta, the pasuk writes the words mi'ila before the words chet, because with regards to one who is mayel, uses hegdish in vayikra, the pasuk vayikra, over there it says nefesh kesimoil mal v'choto b'shgogo mikotshe havaya. So it says simoil mal v'choto b'shgogo. So over there we see that we don't call him a chayt until he enjoys the gezela, he benefits from the gezela, simoil mal. So therefore we find that it's more stringent, the sin of stealing from an ordinary person, more than stealing from hegdish. Because by a hegdiyot, we consider it that he transgressed the sin of theft before benefiting. Is immediately a chet. As opposed to hegdish, first has to be mal to benefit, and then he becomes a chet. The Gemara brings an additional statement in the name of Rabbi Levi. V'omar Rabbi Levi, and Rabbi Levi says, Boyur e'i, come and see, sh'loi kimidis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not like the measure of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Hashem, Midas Bosov Adam, is the measure of people. Hashem is a merciful one, and His measure of good is more, and therefore His blessing is more than His curse. But by a person it's different. The person is not so merciful, and therefore His curse is greater, is more than His blessing. And we learn this from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the one above, Hashem, when He beirach Yisrael, when He blessed the Yidden, He blessed them be'esrim v'shtayim, He blessed them with the 22 letters. U'kilulon, but when He cursed them, He only cursed them b'shmeina, with only with 8 letters. So the Gemara says, where do we find that He blessed them with the 22 and He cursed them with the 8? The Gemara explains, beirachem be'esrim v'shtayim, He blessed them with the 22 letters in the portion of the blessings in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses the Jewish people, because the pasuk begins with the pasuk Me'im b'chukosai setelechu. So it starts with the Aleph, Im, and it goes until Ad, to the pasuk Koimimius, which ends with a letter in pasuk Perichava pasuk Gimel, which ends with the letter Tof. So we see that the blessings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu include all the 22 letters. The Gemara continues to explain the Kilulam Bishmoina, and the cursed with 8, because it says, it starts off, Nidhi'im B'chukoyse Timosu, Ma'ikachavav Tezvav, which is the first verse in the portion of the curses. So he opens up with the letter Vav, Ve'im B'chukoyse. And the parsha goes until Ad, Ve'ezchukoyse Golo Nafshom, which is Perichavav Pazim Gimel. This is the last pasuk in the curse that ends with the letter Mem. So it turns out that, if so, that the curses include the letters that are between Vav, the letter Vav, to the letter Mem, which is only 8. But the Ilu Moshe Rabbeinu, but on the other hand, Moshe Rabbeinu, Berchom, when he blessed the Jewish people, his blessing says Bishmoina, only with 8 letters. And Kilulam, when he cursed them, there was Be'esrim u'shtayim, with 22 letters. The Gemara explains, Berchom Bishmoina, where do we see that he blessed them with 8 letters? Because the brachas begin